B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10 with the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Todd, my man, what's happening, playboy?
Oh, it's crazy. I'm reaching out to you guys for some help today.
Okay, I like this. What do you need help with?
I don't know, man. I like stepped into the Matrix or something. I'm not quite sure what's going on. I tied one on, man. I woke up, like, in the stratosphere, and I don't know. It's a mess. I can't remember much about last night, and I look over, and on my nightstand, there's a couple of things that I didn't realize, but one of them is an ID of a lady I had in my apartment. And I have no memory of this broad. Nothing of this girl.
Wait,
coming in my house.
What?
I know. I don't know what happened. I mean, I can handle my stuff, and I don't know what happened. I don't know what my limit was last night, because I don't remember, and I'm like, my sheets are all over, but there's this girl's ID, and I'm going, I have recollection, like, did I pick this up and bring it home, like, to help someone? And then I'm thinking back, I was at a club last night, and I know I was drinking, and I'm like, I was dancing with a few girls, but I'm like, I don't know. But I know you guys, like, you know, through your ways, you have ways of finding people.
Do you normally black out when you drink?
I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to play, you know, the saint here. You know, I mean, every once in a while I dabble. So I did have my tequila, but I also, you know, I went into the, I remember going to the, doing some lines last night, and I took a Xanax to relax before I went out.
Do you have her phone number? I don't understand how we're going to do this.
Well, I can give you her information if you guys can look it up. I don't even remember getting home. Like, did this girl bring me home? Did I find the ID on the floor? I don't remember.
All right, well, here's what we'll do. Okay, hang on the phone. Melissa will take the girl's info off the air, and we'll see if we can get information on her and stuff, okay?
All right, and if she sounds like, you know, like I did something bad, just hang up.
Gotcha.
Now back to the second date update on the 10.
With the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
All right, this is the weirdest second date update ever because we're not really sure if a first date happened. So let me explain. So Todd called us up and he said last night he was celebrating. Well, first of all, what were you celebrating?
Oh, well, my boy just got out of jail. So, you know, it was like, hey, man, you know, you had a long 30 days.
Okay. And we're getting blackout drunk.
This story's getting better and better. So he decided to drink. They dabbled a little bit with some drugs. And long story short, Todd woke up this morning in his house. He said it looked like some stuff happened in his bedroom. And he also found an ID to a girl. So we handed it over to Sherlock Holmes, a.k.a. Melissa. And, of course, she found out. And by the way, the girl's Marissa, so we're going to give her a call right now.
Hello?
Hi, okay. Is this Marissa?
Yeah. Can I ask who's calling?
Okay, so Marissa, we're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station. Can I explain why we're calling you?
Sure.
Okay, so we know you were out last night, and you might not know it yet, but your ID is missing, and the guy who found your ID contacted us.
Is this about Rob?
About who?
Rob. I was hanging out with this guy, Rob, last night. Are you calling about him?
No, I was calling about Todd.
Todd. Wait.
Who the
f***
is Rob?
Wait, okay, hold on a second. So, Marissa, Todd is on the phone right now.
Wait, who the
f***
is Rob?
Yeah, who's Rob?
Rob was our Uber driver. Remember him? And you ended up asking him in. Don't remember that? He came into our...
Why the fuck could I ask the Uber driver in? Unless the guy had to use the bathroom or something. I don't even remember asking you in. I don't know what the hell is going on.
That's helping.
Hold on a second. You're admitting you don't remember anything, so let Marissa explain. So you took an Uber back to Todd's place. That's what you're saying?
Yes.
And then you invited
Uber... We're hanging out. Like, Yeah, because we all, like, were talking in the Uber, you know, and I don't know, Todd, you got, like, super chatty with Rob, and you were like, come with us, like, come on, let's go. And you're like, come have a drink, like, get off the clock. So he did, and you really don't remember any of this?
I'm taking it you and I hooked up, apparently, right?
Yeah, I was hooking up with you, I was hooking up with Rob. You were hooking up with Rob.
Whoa. Nice. I was not hooking up with Rob.
It was honestly, like, such an amazing night. It was such a blast. I cannot believe you do not remember any of it.
I was hooking up with him. I'm not gay.
It was just sex. It was just, like, you know, in the moment, like, following the moment.
What the
in the moment, in the passion, and it was super hot and awesome. You guys made out a little bit, like, played with each other a little bit. It was like, you know, it was not the full Monty.
The full Monty.
Todd, have you ever done this before?
No. And I'm like, I'm looking over, and I this isn't my shoe. I just realized this isn't my shoe. You're under my bed.
Wow. I mean, I think... Okay, so originally we just wanted to find the owner of this ID, but what we normally do is we try and get you guys to go, like, on a, well, we call it a second date update, like, to go on another date, but you guys really, I mean, I guess you kind of went on a first date. Would you guys like to go on a date just you two again? Maybe, like, a real date? Have some fun again?
Sounds like we had a great time the first time. I mean...
We'll pay for it.
I mean, I gotta get my ID back anyway. So, like, honestly,
it's a built-in second date already.
And I mean, if you know, just call an Uber, maybe Rob will show up again.
Monday on the second date update on the 10th.
Okay, so you go on what you think was an amazing date, and you want another one, all right? But the person that you want another one with says this.
That was torture. I mean, the worst date of my life. Worst date of my whole life.
I can tell people have such different opinions. You're going to find out Monday morning, 8:10 with the Get Up Road.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.